Hi, Mort.
Yes, sir.
I've been emotionally abusive, similar to the situation you just spoke about, and I don't know if I'm able to be forgiven. I virtually have no contact with my spouse, very little at hand. She has agreed to do this program with me. I don't know if she's on the line or not, but I'm wondering if that is able to be forgiven, given that I'm in several types of therapy for it. And it's not abusive by the sense of screaming and yelling and name-calling, but more of like emotional neglect and making people feel less than equal.
Yeah. So first of all, I don't know if your wife is listening either, but fine, I'm happy to her, for her to, I'm happy to address both of you. I would encourage you, I would encourage her also, and encourage everybody, not to use the word abuse in this context. I don't know about you, but when I hear the word abuse, it automatically puts it in a category like physical abuse. And I think that that is true for most people. And while the type of behavior you're describing is horrific, and it's painful, and it's destructive, and I could go on and on, I'm not absolving you of responsibility or condoning the behavior at all, I think it's a terrible mistake to put it in the same category or to even put it next to or close to physical abuse.
Well, she went she's actually currently staying at a shelter. And so she's been educated on the definition of abuse, and so have I. And, you know, it is emotional and spiritual abuse is by definition.
Yeah, well, I don't know who's given you that definition, but I don't agree with it. She's staying at a shelter? Have you physically abused her?
Never.
I don't know.
Never.
I've dealt with this for many, many years. I am well aware, and it's the second time I'll say this, I've said this tonight, and I don't mind pointing out where I differ with many others. I am well aware that there are lots of professionals also that would be more than happy to put that kind of behavior in the same category or in a similar category. Again, I don't mean to make light at all of the pain and the hurt and the damage that that kind of behavior does to a person and to a relationship. But to put it in the category of physical abuse, I don't see it. I don't agree with it. Look, when somebody is physically abusive, their life is in danger. Literally, their life is in danger. And they have no control. If your husband is 6'2", 200 pounds, and you're 5'2", 120 pounds, you have no power when it comes to, you know, when it comes to your physical well-being. And so that is a situation you have to exit. And that is not a marriage that you should even consider reconciling. In the case of behavior like you're describing, your wife is not powerless. She's not powerless. You can't take from her her dignity. You can't take from her her self-esteem. You can't take from her her self-worth. And to suggest to a person that they have that much power over us, I think is very disempowering. And I don't think it's true. And I think it's a very unhealthy perspective on life, on our own empowerment, and on relationships. If your question to me is, you know, is your behavior forgivable? Can your marriage recover from such behavior? I say to you, yes, it can. Of course, it's going to require dramatic changes on your part. Again, God forbid I should be misunderstood. I'm not condoning the behavior not one bit, and I don't mean to belittle the impact, the negative impact that it can, that behavior, you know, can have on a marriage. But you can change that behavior that you, the way you conducted yourself towards your wife, was a choice that you made. It was a bad choice. You can learn to make better choices. You could learn to treat her with love and with kindness and gentleness. You could read Ben Franklin's book, The Art of Virtue, and learn about the importance of equanimity. And you could cultivate that equanimity in your life and in your relationships with others. And if you do that consistently, your wife could get to the point where she feels safe interacting with you and opening up with you, that you're going to maintain your equanimity, that you're not going to attempt to belittle her, that you're not going to raise your voice or curse at her. It's going to take some time to rebuild the trust. As you've heard me talk about, it requires a lot of consistently changed behavior for a person that's been with you for a while to actually begin to have faith that that behavior is going to be, you know, representative of your future behavior, but it's doable. Why not?
Yeah, I believe it just took to recognize that and to, I guess, have it defined to an individual how much of an impact that it was having on the other party. And from that point, like, I've been working diligently for the 5 weeks she's been gone at trying to reconcile within myself what was causing that behavior and to truly change it.
Good. Sounds like you're at a wonderful crossroads in your life. In other words, it sounds like you have really got a wake-up call. It sounds like you're really genuine in your desire to change. That bodes well for you and for your wife. Keep up the good work.